go out with some of the girls on Beverly Hills 90210, like Tori Spelling and Shannon Doherty? You would like
not necessarily go out with them.
Right, just have sex with them.
Yeah.
Right, do you feel that would be using these women just for your own sexual gratification?
Yeah, 100%.
And you would be up for that?
Maybe just like the occasional pickle buff or something. Yeah, I mean, from a famous girl that I could brag about to the homies on the bus.
Right. You know? Isn't it great to have sex with somebody famous who is a beautiful woman so you can tell your friends?
Yes. Every time you see on TV, you'd be like, I hit that.
Right.
I hit that.
They could only imagine that.
Like, the sex would be okay. It would be good, but it would be better to brag to your friends that you had that.
Well, actually, it probably would be the bomb just for the fact, you know, that you know who you're getting with. You know, would make it that much better.
It's like in the middle of whatever, you would all of a sudden be saying, oh, my goodness, I'm with Shannon Doherty.
Who's that fat chick spinning on that thing over there?
That's Rosie O'Donnell's head.
I'd bang her.
You would bang Rosie O'Donnell?
Just to I would. Say I did. You know, I'd be like, I banged Rosie O'Donnell.
Really? You would do that just because she's famous?
Yeah.
I'll get with Roseanne.
Roseanne?
Yeah.
Why would you get with Roseanne?
There's nothing good looking about her, but she's Roseanne, you know? So
right.
I'll get with Roseanne, you know?
So you would just like to turn on the TV, sit with your friends, and say, look, I banged that. Right. I had that.
Yeah. That would be the bomb. What do you think chicks are banging me for?
I want to thank you guys for one of the most fun moments I had in my life. You know, I had, I forget where I had read, but you guys backstage would pelt your groupies with bologna slices. And we decided to try that.
Is that where that came from?
Absolutely. I have to thank these guys. You guys do that, right?
You guys got like a delay or something? You know, that whole question out about the bologna and everything.
Oh, you can't talk about that?
It's a bad, yeah.
Oh,
really?
I've never seen that. Bologna is a problem?
It started in a porno movie that we participated in, and now it's like, people throw bologna at us on stage. What the hell is
that? Is that really right?
It's stupid. I don't know what the hell it comes from. It was never like something that we did, like, check this out, you know? It just all of a sudden, we're tagged to it forever.
We were shooting a porno on a bus, and they had us throw some salami on some.
They were like, here, they gave us lunch meat. They said, throw it on these naked chicks, you know? I'm throwing it on them.
Right.
You know, it's our trademark, and we're stamped with it for life, you know?
Oh, you're kidding, because we even were crediting you, and I did it the other day in here. I had a girl. She wanted to get breast implants, so I said to her, let me put some mayonnaise on your ass, and I did, and then I threw bologna slices on it, and I got to tell you, it was fun.
Don't credit us for that.
You don't get
hell. I'll tell you, you give the credit to this weirdo, long-haired creep guy that like makes those pornos.
He's the one that had us throw the blow. I'm like, what are you talking
Matter
about?
Fact, I heard that guy got knocked out on Jerry Springer or something like that.
Really?
Wait a minute, they did a porno movie? Naked shit.
Yeah, you were in a porno movie. What happened was they were on their tour bus, and some porno chicks came in.
Uh-huh.
And I had to use the bus to film it.
Did you guys were in the porno? Did you have sex with the girl?
No, I don't know.
Remember I told you the story?
Yeah.
The girl got like a divorce with her husband or something
over the whole stupid
thing.
Well,
see, I asked her when we had done shooting. I was like, "How much do you make for this?" And she was like, $200. I was like, "I'll give you $400 right now to hook me up in the bus."
Right.
And I want the full treatment. I want the full porno treatment. I want the same. I want you to say the things and
do everything.
The full thing, you know.
Right.
And she hooked me up, and I talked about it on the show like about a year ago.
Yes.
And then the next time I came, somebody had told me that she got like in all kinds of trouble with her husband. Like, it's okay to, you know, bang five dudes out on film, but you bang one dude out, you know, off camera.
If
you don't split the money with them, all of a sudden they're getting a divorce or something, you know.
Hey, I'll give you another controversy you got. You guys are very controversial. I'm saying Clown Posse, very controversial.
Yeah.
I had on the rap star Eminem. I had him on my show.
And you guys are from the same town or something?
Yeah.
Let me play you his comments. Right? This happened quite by accident, actually. I was talking to him, and I brought you guys up because you're friends of mine.
If you play his comments, you got to play our comments.
I'm going to get into it. All right, here we go. So this was Eminem. I was just talking to him about a bunch of different things. Well, you are controversial, Eminem.
I guess I am.
You really are.
You know what's funny? People either love me or hate me.
Yeah,
no
but that's true. Like Insane Clown Posse comes on here. They get the same stuff, too. All the time.
And those guys are idiots.
You don't like those guys? Really? Do you know them?
Those
guys are idiots.
Really?
They claim Detroit. They're not from Detroit. They're from no parts of Detroit. They're from the suburb. They claim so much junk, and I know so much about them that it's like...
They're not from...
Sick
you're kidding me. Oh, that's interesting.
I'm not kidding you. I know so much about them dudes that it makes me sick every time.
How do you know so much about Insane Clown Posse? Just curious.
Because we used to, when I used to be with a couple other groups, and we used to chase them out of clubs.
Ah! Really? City. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. All right. Okay. Well, this is unbelievable what I'm uncovering. Mikey. Oh, Mikey's gone. All right. Hey, oh, I have the song here. This is, you know, because I know. All right, so there it is. You let that skinny kid chase you?
No,
yeah.
Yeah, man, you come in, we get so shook.
He's so ruthless. Look at him. I used to just run. I can't run.
So you're not from Detroit? You're from the suburbs?
I said that last time I was here. I said I grew up in the suburbs. I moved to Detroit when I was like 15, and that kid did the same damn thing.
I don't understand why he's bad-mouthing you. I would think that you both come from the same place.
I met him like a year, 2 years ago.
I never met that kid in my life.
Really?
Like 2 years ago, and... my homies out there, they're from the same neighborhood, the same block, and he walked up to me and he invited me to a party.
Right.
And the party said, it was a record release party, and it said, featuring guest appearances by ICP, maybe. Like, you know, he's handing out flyers,
right,
saying we might be there, and I'm like, I never even met you in my life. I ain't gonna be there. You know what I'm saying? I guess everything went
wrong. Did he chase you out of a club ever?
He sure did. I ran like a bitch.
Really?
I wish I'd see that kid in the club.
I'm gonna grab by his chicken neck, and I'm gonna slap the hell out of him.
Really?
Because he came up out of nowhere, and he doesn't know anything about what he's going through. And listen, if he doesn't play his cards right, he might end up smoking himself this time next year. You know what I'm saying? Imagine rising that quick to that level of success out of nowhere because he's the Radio Wonder Boy of the Month, and we walked into Tower Records right here in New York, and they had the Teen Idol Month sale going on. NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears, and Eminem.
Right.
And it's so funny because I read something, and it was like Eminem said he would not do Saturday Night Live, he would not do Jay Leno or David Letterman because he's underground.
Right.
That's underground. We're underground with the coal miners, you know what I'm saying?